Go Loud.
Before we get started with this episode of Hold My Drink, we have some very exciting news.
We are bringing Hold My Drink to the stage once again, folks.
So exciting. Join us on Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November and University Concert Hall in Limerick on the 23rd of November for some fun, plenty of drama, great guests, and of course, Where Would We Be Without a Dilemma?
There might even be a song or two from yours truly, who knows?
Tickets are on sale now. See you there, birds.
See you there.
So I'm getting married now in 5 weeks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I feel like a child bride. I was like dead to the world. Like I just like wasn't myself. Like there was lights on, nobody's home.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to do anything. And it was just like a level of stress that penetrated so much that like put me into a depression.
When did you decide to do this whole 5K runner thing? Welcome to Hold My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls bashing on a night out where you spill all the gossip and relationship dilemmas and life. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome. Hold My Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have a bonus episode every Monday at 12. And you can also watch us on YouTube on Thursdays at 12.
Looking like Miss Trunchbull again for the second week in a row.
12. She decided to wear the same.
I just loved this outfit so much. I said, you know what? I'm going to come back in and wear it again. God.
Everyone said that Miss Trunchbull was the vibe.
She's just the it girl at the minute.
She's misunderstood.
She's boss bitch.
She's boss bitch. You're doing Halloween early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing your cosplay of her.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, I don't know what. Wearing the big blue house in yellow version.
Little lemon lady. I like it.
Lemon strawberry shortcake. This week we've been joined by one of the hosts of Unveiled, the very lovely Niamh Cullen, for a chat all about her podcast, getting back on the bike, literally, and so much more. We hope you enjoy. So this week on How I Drink, we are joined by the lovely Niamh Cullen.
Hello,
oh my girl. You look like a little pink.
You look like a little marshmallow. Looking at your socks as well. I can't cope with you.
I like didn't even mean to match, but I am matching.
Aww. You're so cute.
I actually found this coat. I have it years and it was just in storage. I like moved into a new house and you know when you forget when you put like loads of stuff that you have away.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh my God,
I love that again. I know. Yeah. But then I get to be a hoarder because I'm like, what if I want that in a few years? And I love that when you find something you had, I'm like, I could always feel it that way. But
it's if you keep everything and just go back to it after a few years.
Yeah. Have you got like a storage unit?
No, no, no. I was just, we had to put stuff while we moved back to Jamie's parents' house. We bought a house in East Wall.
Congratulations.
But, thank you. But you know, you can imagine. I actually saw you put on Instagram that assorted affair.
Oh my God.
I need that.
You're coming again tomorrow to do my, they can like help you move into, I know you moved in already, but like they can organize it from the get-go. It doesn't have to be a mess to organize. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's just even like
they can do it from the start.
Yeah. Even if it's just, it's all, it fits in there, but it's just not organized.
Yeah. Like I don't like have, I only have one small wardrobe space at the moment. I'm waiting for one room to get wardrobes in it. So when I say all my stuff is in bags.
Is it?
Yeah. It's awful.
So you don't actually know what you even have. You should get them in when you get the wardrobe room sorted. Are you going to have that just as like a wardrobe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love.
That's the dream.
You know what's so funny, right? I had like a little mini hen on like the other day and I was giving everyone a little house tour.
Mm.
And then everyone was like, where's the nursery going to be? I was like, just because I'm getting married.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to have kids. Yeah. But then it made me think. I was like,
where would you put it?
Get
rid of your wardrobe.
I'm not sacrificing my wardrobe space.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not. We can share. Me and the baby can share.
Yeah.
Just like a little wardrobe.
Yeah, a little wardrobe. It made me think. I know I'm getting
Do you want kids?
Yeah, definitely.
You do? Yeah.
But it's just, I honestly, so I'm getting married now in 5 weeks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I feel like a child bride.
I feel like I would feel like that too.
No, but I do like see you as so young. Like
I know, I'm 32.
I don't.
And I act like 22.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
You're so
youthful.
No, I'm just, I have such a young heart.
Yeah.
I think I always will. I'm just like a bit of a messer.
Yeah.
Get on the wild side of things sometimes.
Yeah.
And then even when they were talking about like getting the nursery, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be like a teen mom.
No.
I'll feel like a teen mom.
Yeah. I feel like if I got pregnant, I'd be like scared.
I'd be scared
like,
to
my
tell
mom and dad would be annoyed. I'm like, I'm literally fucking 26.
Yeah.
Like, I can do what I want.
I know.
It's so weird.
It's mad when you think that, isn't it?
Like, the girls were like, I can imagine you when you do a video, you know, like, there's some people do a video of them looking at their pregnancy test.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck!
Yeah. Like, not the very
No, I don't. I'd be delighted. I'm touch wood and all goes well. But you know, like, I'd be the one that'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah, I know. Are you buzzing for the wedding?
Buzzing for the wedding.
Did it fly in? Did it drag in? How are you feeling?
It's been like the quickest year of my life. I can't believe I'm getting married in 5 weeks. Like, life just moves so fast. And like, people keep saying this is going to be the quickest year. And it has been.
Yeah.
But like, I'm organised. I'm feeling very relaxed and zen.
Good.
I've been like bridesmaid 9 times. So I know from all.
You're like that movie. Oh, literally. 27. There's 27 dresses.
Before Jamie proposed to me, my friend asked me to be bridesmaid. And I think this was like dress number 6 or something, or 7. I was like, oh my God, is he ever going to get the finger out, or am I just going to be 27 dresses? I know, I didn't mind. But I learned from like being bridesmaid, because obviously you're always...
You see it all happening
really up close. And there's just a few things that I learned that I was like, no, I really want to be really chill on my morning. I want to be like really zen. And like, what I've been learning is it's like really nice to enjoy these things like coming up to the lead up and not be stressing out. So I actually have been enjoying it.
I feel like if you're really stressed out as well, it'll seem
it ruins
like a chore.
It does. And then I realise I'm a bit of a control freak.
Oh, that's okay though.
And like...
Yeah, I feel like in processes like that, you realise things about yourself. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, this is a new stress. Yeah.
Like, even with my hen, I had like a little mini Dublin hen for my family.
So cute.
All my friends. Well, like I had 3 bridesmen. They organised my actual hen.
I love that for you. It's James, Frank,
and Josh.
Yeah,
so and cute. I mean, I had no clue what was going on, what was happening. I actually tried to organise a bus down and a bus back, and they were like, no. I was like, can I not even organise a
transport.
Bus? Just something to like.
You left everything in their hands.
No, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
They were like,
yeah,
kicked me out and didn't, I didn't know anything.
Well, trust James Cavanagh to get you a horse.
Oh my God.
And Billy Bunzeri popping up
out of nowhere.
So good.
Like, there was that just like a surprise after surprise, which was actually really nice.
So
but then like it took me a while. I was like, I actually had to take like about 20 minutes. Now, I wasn't well at the time. I actually had pneumonia from my hand, which wasn't great. But I actually took about half an hour to be like, what's actually all happening?
This is all for you. Where was your hen? Where was that?
We rented a house down in Kilkenny. And you know what's so nice when you do get married and you have all these like lead ups? You just feel like so special and you have all your favourite people around you just celebrating it.
I know.
So like my hen, like I have like lots of different pockets of friends, and I was actually kind of nervous how they'd all be like in one room or like for 2 nights. Yeah. Some are fucking mad, some are real chill. And I was like, wonder how they'd all get on. It was just like one little blended family.
Oh, I love that. I love people that you love. Get friends with other people that you love.
Yeah, so exactly. Nice.
You're just a friend group.
And then I realised that they're all very similar to me. They're all a little bit mad and all a bit fun. I was like, oh yeah, this is why we're all, this is why I mates with all of you.
Yeah, it makes sense why they would get on then. Like in that case. So your choice to have bridesmen, what made you choose bridesmen? Were you just like, that's easier than having to pick all the different girls because there's so many girlfriends?
I always think that as well. Like,
how like, do you pick?
And I think it's just, is it a natural instinct in us to be, because like sometimes I find myself lying in bed being like, right, I'll pick her from this group, her from that group. Like, different groups.
I know, well, makes it hard. And I'm like,
that makes it hard too. So,
I know.
The route you went down is really good.
You know, like, it was...
It's also really different.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was a political choice because obviously I'm so close with all my girls and obviously I've been bridesmaid so many times and you feel like you probably need to ask them back.
Yeah.
Like, I would have had the 3 lads there anyway up, so it was going to make my bridal party
huge.
How many, like 12 people? I don't even know.
Yeah, the 9 people you were bridesmaid for.
So I was just like, you know what, I'm actually just gonna have the 3 lads. And it was funny, I said it to my girls first, especially some of my like best friends, and they were like, we're so relieved for you because we knew that that was gonna eat you up inside, not us. Like,
yeah.
And they were happy to sit back. So all my friends are kind of like moms now. So they were like, oh, we get to sit back and enjoy it all.
Yeah.
But I am. I actually asked all my girls, like my close. There's like 9 of them who are my school best friends, and like my Brown Thomas crew that I've been friends with for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm getting them to wear black on my wedding day, so they're like my unofficial bridesmaids.
Oh,
they're all gonna wear like different dresses.
That's really
cute. I'm gonna get a good few photos of like them being like my unofficial bridesmaid.
That's
kind
nice.
Of.
That's yeah. So
like, and they were all delighted. They were like, oh yeah, we love black.
Do you, oh my God, you have to tell your guests then not to wear black? Is that?
Oh no, we weren't wearing black. That's just
Yeah.
And I asked them, I was like, is that weird that I ask? Is this? I asked them at my hen and they were like,
I love that.
No, they were like, that's black. So nice. We feel like a part of it as well. And
yeah.
So yeah, it'd be lovely.
That's nice.
I know, I'm trying to include everyone.
I know, it's so hard.
It's so hard.
And will the boys have to walk up the aisle with... Yeah. A girl, who do they walk up with?
Oh, they walk down by themselves.
Oh, like, by themselves, okay.
Individually.
I've actually been to one wedding and I actually
What?
I swear to God, one.
Oh my God.
Taylor's the time.
Ah, girl.
Yeah. I'm like a serial wedding guest. Like, I've hemorrhaged tens of weddings this year.
I have, think once they come, though, I'll have loads at once.
Yeah, they'll all come at the one time.
But for now, I'm still, like, 26 is still.
Start saving for them now, they're so expensive.
Oh, I know.
Your outfit, your makeup, your money, gift. The card. Yeah. The money that you spend at wedding.
Mm, yeah.
I'm like tap happy. I'm like, round of shops for everyone.
For the whole place. Yeah.
Like, come over.
Where is your wedding at? Is it Italy?
It's in Italy.
Italy, yeah. Yeah.
I know, I can't wait.
What made you decide on a, like, I feel like a lot of people who would think of an Italian wedding would think summer. What made you choose, like,
I give you
November,
is it? Yeah. So I was meant to get married in Portugal and I had a real bad situation that was going on for about 3 years. And ever since then, whenever I get like a really bad gut feeling, I'm like, no, I can't go here, I can't do this. So we were booked in Portugal, wedding planner booked, venue booked. And I just woke up one day with this like gut wrench and gut feeling.
Stop it.
And I rang Jamie up and Jamie was like, are you for fucking real? Like, we're just about to send out save the dates because we were just confirming like one more thing or whatever. And I was like, no, Jamie, it can't. I don't even think it should be Portugal. So it was actually Jamie that found the venue. And originally we always wanted Italy, but it was a place in Puglia. And then there's only one airport that flies out of Puglia and it's Bari and they only fly out 2 days a week. And all my friends have kids and it's just like restricting them if they needed to fly home.
Of course.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
So Italy was like our number one and then we didn't want Italy then with the whole Puglia thing. We didn't really explore anyone else. Then we went to Portugal and then I was like, no. So Jamie found this.
What do you think that good feeling was like?
I don't know.
You
it's funny,
know,
like,
yeah.
I like be real into the woo woo and like Nessa.
The woo woo.
I would be, and I like I'm my like gut feeling. And even with Nessa, if she was here now, she'd be like rolling her eyes up.
Yeah.
Like, she's my other co host.
Yeah.
She was meant to be here today, but she's
not. I know.
And
I hope you're okay.
It's funny now, I'm catching my breath saying this because she'd be like, for fuck's sake. She'd always be like, you just didn't have a gut feeling or whatever. But I did. I had this like gut feeling. And I'm so glad because as soon as I picked the new venue in Italy, but Jamie actually found it. I was like, felt so relaxed.
So relaxed.
And I knew it was the one. But to answer your question, the only date they had left was this date in November.
Oh.
And we weren't going to push it out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it wasn't necessarily that you wanted a November wedding.
No.
That was available.
It was the only date available
this year. So your engagement was really quick then, like to your wedding?
Yeah, I think it was like just about a year.
I love that.
No, it'll be 2 years this December that we're engaged. So a year and a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we think that was enough time for you to...
To save?
No, to get everything,
to get everything.
Yeah,
like...
I just don't know what goes in, like...
Do you start?
Do you send... Do you have like a mood, like what you want your wedding to look like?
You know what it is? Like, I enjoyed going to lots of different weddings to learn. And it's funny, like, when it's the lead up to your wedding, or let's just say 2 years out would probably be the norm for, because you need to save for your wedding. Like,
it's
so expensive.
Yeah.
And we bought a house this year as well.
In the meantime as well.
In the meantime.
Jesus.
So it's just, honestly, it's just down to your budget and like what you want to do and how many people you want to have at it, whether you want an intimate.
Of course.
Or you want like loads of people there. And I don't know, you just kind of like, I was just on Pinterest and, thinking like I just want my wedding to be what represent me and Jamie as a couple and that's a party
So we it will be love a party
I just want music high vibes but you know what I mean like good vibes all like good fun and good crack not formal not like too
fancy dancy
just like real fun
and will you have something in Dublin do you think or the way you had a Dublin hens was that for people in your family that can't go or like
oh no, I just couldn't have my family at my actual hen. Like, we're all.
You kind of want to.
No joke. I'd be up the walls.
But that's why they were separate.
They're all like, I'm just as mad as them, and they're. It's just a different level of fun. And I'd be the type of person that'd be worried about my mom and my mother and not being like, it's okay.
I know. And you want to be able to get her down at something like that as well.
Exactly.
I'm fucking dying to see your dress. I can't wait to see your dress.
I know. I picture you like
dying.
Like a fairy vibe.
Fairy?
Yeah. Like, not sure. I just mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I think Steve's, but like mesh or something.
Did you try on a lot?
No.
Did you not?
Didn't try on one.
What?
So I gave you a laugh. Like, my mom used to work in a bridal shop. So when I worked at Brown Thomas, she used to always be like, come down and try on all these wedding dresses. And I did. She'd be taking pictures. So I tried on Mermaid A-line. Every dress you can imagine.
Wow.
Every dress shape you can imagine, I tried it on.
How old were you at the time then?
I was about like 21 or 22.
Okay.
And I tried them all on. And it was funny, in and around the time I was like in a different relationship, and then we broke up, and I was just like, I'm never getting married. So I just never even had to think of like a wedding dress. And then obviously I've been bridesmaid so many times. So I was like, I'm always going to be the bridesmaid, not the bride. So when I got engaged, it was like the morning we got engaged that I was like, oh my God, will I look up wedding dresses? And Jamie goes, Jamie was like coming out of the toilet, and I was like scrolling on Pinterest, and he said something real sweet, and my finger was on this dress, and it's the dress I bought. I bought it online, never tried it on.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, never tried it on. Tried it on for the first time 3 weeks ago, actually.
What?
Yeah, I was like really running a risk, and it was kind of expensive, so I was like
really
rolling a risk. And then also, it was like stuck in LA for ages.
Customs, the time off. That
I thought, one of my friends was going over to the States, and we had a plan that he was going to pick it up while he was over there. And it turned out that the dress wasn't ready then. So it was like stuck in LA for ages. But she actually flew business class home.
Aww.
I'll never get to business class, but my wedding dress did.
Oh my God, your dress did.
But my wedding dress did.
Get someone random to fly home.
God, it ended up some girl that I actually put it up on my Instagram.
I saw, yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't even put up being like, can anyone help? Yeah. I was putting up being like, what am I going to do?
My dress in LA.
I spent so much money on my wedding is like in less than 2 months. But everything works out in the end, girls.
Oh my God, it was meant to be.
Really, yeah. So I tried it on and I loved it.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't try on any other wedding dress ever.
That's mad.
Apart from those back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it white?
Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen people, someone had a pink one recently. I thought it was lovely.
Aww. A pink?
Yeah. Dress? It was like a really light pink. But yeah. It was gorgeous.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. I feel like I'd do that.
Definitely.
Yeah, you would.
Definitely see you in that.
Just a really light pink, like a baby.
Subtle pink. Like,
yeah.
That'd be cute.
Oh, I can't wait to see your pics. No, and have you got like a photographer and like everything over there?
Yeah, everything's that you know, booked. Yeah. Everything's organized. Unreal. Like I booked everything at the start of the year. So I like fairly organized. But my wedding dress is a bit different. It's like not a typical wedding dress. So...
Does it have sleeves?
Would have sleeves.
Could have sleeves.
I do feel like it has a sleeve.
I'll show you like after.
Like, oh, do you show people?
This is the running joke. If Nessa was here now as well.
I think I did see some on the podcast that you're telling
like,
everyone.
I did go through a phase of throwing a few different people because I was just either drunk and happy. Like,
yeah, that's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is literally me.
And I think I was shown people in a way that... Because I hadn't seen it in person yet, or I hadn't tried it on.
It didn't feel real.
It was almost like that I was probably seeking a little bit of approval from people.
Of course.
Okay. In a way.
You didn't get that wedding dress shop.
I
did.
I never said yeah. Like, oh, I'm saying yes.
Yes.
So, but if Ness was here now, she'd be like, nah.
If you show one more person.
But in fairness, I actually haven't showed people since I've officially bought it.
Okay.
Which has been like a year and a bit now.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, maybe
most, maybe. Yeah.
I'll probably show you.
Yeah.
What's something from like a wedding that you've seen that you definitely wouldn't do? Not like a disaster wedding, but like something that you're like, no, it's not a big part of my wedding. Yeah.
You know what?
Like something you learned.
And I'm not against like religion or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
I just knew I never wanted a church ceremony.
Okay.
Just like, I'm not very religious and I actually think they go on way too long.
Yeah. They're
not as personal. And we're actually making our ceremony really personal. Jamie's brother's marrying us.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Like ours is, like our ceremony is like with poetry and music and stuff. Different.
I love that.
Yeah. Like real personal. Like my mom's getting up to say a poem. Jamie's mom is my sister. And we're going to do like, we're saying our vows are going to be like lyrics of a favourite song that we...
Aww.
Yeah, like we're doing like all nice stuff. So that was one thing I always never thought I would do would be get married in a church.
Yeah.
I'd also burn up in flames in a church. Oh my God.
It would explode.
I'd be like, poof. My trail would be catching fire on the way up. I'd be like, shit. Douse that girl in holy water.
Do you reckon you'll be like stressed on the day or will you be relaxed?
It's so funny. Kira Ryan's doing my makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my wedding. Yeah, her brother's actually Jamie's groomsman.
Oh.
Oh, it was really nice. Yeah, and here's my makeup for ages. And I actually got my makeup trial there done off for like literally on Friday, just gone. And she was actually so nice. She sat me down because she knows what I'm like. She was just like, on the morning of the wedding, you have like little or no people in the room. And she was just like, we're going to have like a zen moment. And she was like giving me loads of tips that I didn't really know. So yeah, I hope I'm zen.
Yeah.
I think I will be.
You're really calm.
I just want to have a good time.
And you will.
That all my friends and my family, please God, everything going well, that everyone makes it over there safe. And I'm just so grateful for that, you know.
No.
I just want everyone to have a good time. I want me and Jamie to have a good time. That's all that matters.
How soon before are you flying over? Like, how do you know when to go over? Or like,
so we're flying over like 3 days before the wedding. But we're having like a 3 day wedding affair. We're having like a welcome party.
Love that.
Wedding day and day two.
That's what you need.
Now, this is what we need.
Couldn't bring everyone away for one day. Do you know what I mean?
And everyone gets milk friends.
And it was actually really nice. Everyone like blended real well with my hen and then with my little mini Dublin hen. I feel like everyone's real excited because loads of people have met.
And their friends are already like,
So it'll be good crack. But no, I'm just hoping to be real chill. But I am going over a little bit earlier. And I'll probably go into like Monica from Friends clipboard mode.
Being like, taking everything.
Going around checking everything.
It's so nice being in a room with people, like everyone that loves you for a whole day. Because when do you ever get that again?
You, like, God forbid, a funeral, but then you're
not actually there.
I thought you were going to say, God,
in spirit.
I thought she was going to say, God forbid if you get married again. Like, that's what I think.
Maybe that's why people keep getting married. Like, just to have the big bashing.
Attention on me.
Dress and all. Like.
Oh, I've actually, not that I loved the attention on my hen. I was loving that, like, everyone was catering to me. I'd be the type of friend that
you caters.
I do act the service
so
for
you
my
got
friends
to, yeah.
all the time. And they were like, even my sister, who was, we're 7 years apart, born on the same day. So, like, was so different. Like, I've done everything for her entire life. Like, even she says you've been, like, a mom, a best friend, and a sister all in one for me. And even she was catering. She was nearly rolling the toilet roll off, like, the thing for me. I was on the loo. I was like, how tables have turned.
So it's really nice.
Yeah.
That's
I've really been relishing in it now. It's been lovely.
And how's Jamie's? Is he stressed?
Jamie's been, like, a little bit stressed, but he's just, like, real... What's the word, like, logistic, analytic? Like, he's like, what's the solution and like, what this happens and what's plan B? And I'm like, oh, fucking grand. Like, it's good. Like, we balance each other out. Like, he'd be real, like, everything's in
to
order.
The point.
Everything's written down. Where I'd be a bit like that too, but I kind of live in the relaxed zone. I'm like, oh, I'll be fine.
How did you meet, actually?
We met at Bingo Logo.
Oh, I think I asked that before.
He took like my bingo card and like filled it in. I think it was love at first sight.
That is really cute. I love that. That's
but no, so it was
cute.
Funny because I was like coming out of a relationship at the time, so it wasn't all like rosy at the start.
You're still in the midst.
I was
of,
still
like,
in the midst of figuring stuff out. But now he like just was like, no, I want you. You're mine kind of thing. I was like, okay.
All right.
Bye. Marry me then.
So how long until he's were engaged then? How many years?
Oh, like 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a nice time.
Did you know it was coming? Did you have any idea?
I had, like, we obviously spoke about marriage. I did know on the day that I was getting engaged. And I know if Nessa was here now, she'd be like, for fuck's sake. I genuinely feel things when something's going to happen. It was a good feeling, but I felt it. Like, I was like, I woke up and I was like, I'm getting engaged today. And I was actually...
And had you even had it planned that day? Like...
But he was like, we always have a Christmas shopping day out anyway, every Christmas, like it's like our little tradition.
So cute.
So he had a booked ages and he wasn't alluding to anything. We were just going into town to go shopping, but I was working in Kildare Village with Aoife McNamara, doing something for her. And I turned to her and I was like, I think I'm getting engaged today. And she was like, what? And she was actually the first person I text when I got engaged. Because I was just like, I actually ended up getting engaged. But it was funny. He acted real weird. He was acting a bit funny. Bit weird, and like I would always be the one that would want to go for a drink first before we go shopping. He'd be like, no, we need to get the shopping done first. And I'd be like, I want to go for a pint relax, because you spend more money when you're a bit tipsy. You're especially at Christmas, like,
the car's getting tapped,
but he wants to go for a drink before, and I was like, no, let's go shopping, let's get the shopping done. Like, you always give out to me if you want to go for a drink before. But then, when he proposed, like, he didn't even get down on one knee. He was shaking. I was like, I think you're meant to get down on one
Oh no.
And he was like, oh yeah, 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 here's Billy Barrett.
Do you remember what he said, or is that like a blur? Are you so like excited at the moment?
Yeah, he was, it was actually really sweet what he did. We went to the Gingerbread Man. Have you ever been there at Christmas?
Best pub ever.
Oh, you told me to go.
Yeah. Oh, Jane, you'd love it. They actually do it up at Halloween as well. So go to Halloween. Yeah.
All the decorations.
So when you come out of the Gingerbread Man, you can walk like two ways to go to like Grafton Street. He wanted to go up by the Marion Way. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're just putting on time extra for time. Ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, I want to go in and see the lights. I was like, the lights aren't even fucking on, Jamie. It's 4 o'clock in the day. Like, it's bright.
The daytime.
Like, come on.
She's like, grow up, Jamie.
Like, come on. And he was like, no, come on. I just want to go in and see them. I just want to go in and see them. And at this point, like, I was resisting so much. I was like, why are you acting weird? Like, why are you doing this? And he was like, would you not just follow me? And I was like, okay, okay. So anyway, I walked in and I'm like strolling into Mary. And I was like, yeah, the lights aren't on. Let's leave. And he goes, turn around. And I turned around and there was like an envelope hammered onto a tree and it had my name on it. So I took it down, opened it up, and I opened up the car and had turned around. Now he was meant to be on one knee, but he was just standing there. Like, I don't know what he said. He said something real sweet and he was real emotional. And I was like, but I wasn't, and I'm usually really emotional. I was
shocked. Okay, yeah. Even though you knew, it's still like.
I know.
It's like that moment that you're thinking of your whole life and it's actually happening.
I feel like you imagine yourself to be one way, but you genuinely won't know how you are until you're in the moment.
I know. It's funny, like. And then we're engaged.
I love it.
And you're also a podcast queen.
Mm-hmm. I am. Well, kind of.
Just to...
Well, I am.
Yeah,
you are.
Like,
I feel like I'm not... I feel like I should have my co-host here and I don't.
I know.
So I'm not a lone ranger at all.
No. Really? You need to... Yeah, I can do a solo pod.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't do solo anything.
Oh. I had to do one of my own recently. What was I doing? I was sitting here going, how long is left? Or how long have I been talking for? Can we wrap this shit up, please?
What happened to me? I was away, yeah.
Because I need someone to answer my questions. And
I know.
You're just talking into the abyss. Like
into nothing. You're just like, how do people do that on their own? Yeah. I couldn't.
How did you two meet, you and Nessa? Your co-host?
We met in, like kind of in Brown Thomas. So there's like a queue of us that met. And then we just became real close. And you know like when you just have like a natural bond with someone?
Mm. Yeah.
But like we're so different.
Mm-hmm.
But so alike. So like on the pod... She'll like call me out on all my bullshit. Not that I have a lot of bullshit, but like I suppose I'd be a bit naive and be like, oh no. And the woo-woo, she'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, that's not reality, Niamh. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Do you know? So like, we're definitely like a yin and yang kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll also like mellow her out a little bit because sometimes she can be real like sharp and straight shooter. And I'm like, oh no, come on.
Yeah.
That's good though.
That's a good balance.
Yeah. Like, a bit of naivety is good.
Yeah.
And it is. And then also she's just like not on Instagram. Like her Instagram's on private. Yeah. She just loves the chats.
And does she now get like stopped and stuff from the podcast?
She has got like an EP. And where was she? I think she was like in Dingle. And she got one of, she's like, oh, you do the pod. You're unveiled with Niamh. And she was like, yeah, what? Like,
I'd say that's mad. Not being someone that's on Instagram.
Yeah. Just literally for the chats.
Yeah, she just does it for the chats.
And how did you think of the name?
Unveiled.
Yeah, oh my God.
We were laughing. It was actually a kind of like dig at like bloggers unveiled.
We
were thinking about it one day. We were like, we'd love, I don't know how we thought it was going. We were like, I think we were digging at bloggers unveiled.
Yeah.
A little bit. And then she was like, oh, we'll just call it like unveiled and like unveil and things in life. But it was a dig.
Do you remember bloggers unveiled? That was like the OG.
Yeah, it was kind of like drama, wasn't it, at the time?
It kind of was. Apart from like all the terrible stuff they said.
Oh no. Obviously like people got tore asunder.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, you know, it did have to shed light on some of the things that like went on. Like I do believe there was like a level of bullying
that was happening. To certain people, but especially then, like.
I don't know.
I remember a clothes size thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was.
Someone selling clothes and they'd cut off the size.
Yeah, and pretend it was a different size. Yeah. They put me up before and I was doing a squat and they were like, you know, when you're
bloggers unveiled.
Yeah, like I was like, I made it, everyone. No, it was like, do you know when you're squatting and you go up and you're clenching your arse and it looks like
it looks like
flat
shit.
As a pancake. It goes inwards.
Yeah, granddad arse.
They screenshot that and it literally goes like cellulite. Like literally just won't do it. And then they screenshot that and put it up beside a picture of me just like posing me and like obviously photoshopping. I was like, hardly. The thing's fucking tiny even in the other one. Like if I was going to Photoshop, I'd do it fucking bigger.
They did. But, they put something about me before saying that I used the word culchy.
What's wrong with that?
I was like, my mom and dad are literally the biggest culchies in the land.
Are you allowed to say culchies?
I don't know. I can't remember what it was. I was like, I literally call my mom and dad culchies all the time. They're from the depths of Limerick City. Like.
Was it an Instagram page?
I remember they called me out and I remember sitting down, I was getting my hair done, and it was when I was over in Coachella. It was like 2018. I was like, oh my God, like this is not the time to get cancelled.
No.
I'm like living my life, best life out here. But I just got called out on something stupid. It was like me like doing sunbeds, but then being a brand ambassador for a tan. But I was like honest to my detriment. Yeah. And I still kind of am.
Yeah.
And I told people, I was like, look, I don't want to like lead you astray. Like I have done one or two sunbeds before I've gone on holidays.
Yeah.
I do not promote them.
Yeah.
But I think actually, you know, someone took a picture of me at a sunbed shop.
Oh.
And I was just like, yeah, grand, girls. Well, I'm not promoting sunbeds. I'm not going to put up like that I'm in the
Everyone
sunbed
do
shop. I don't want to make people do them. But yeah, if you want to know, I have done one or two before my holidays. Yeah.
And also, if you're promoting tan though, like as long as you're showing the before, which is probably like when it's sunbed in and after, you're still showing the before and after. Yeah. Some people just have a bit of darker skin anyway, like to begin with.
Now, obviously, sunbeds are so bad for you. And I don't very bad. But it was something stupid. And then I remember barking back at them being like, no, I say it. I'm not lying. Like, I did say I did them, but I'm not flat out on them. And the tan I'm using is false tan.
Yeah.
Mad time, isn't it?
It's crazy.
That was mental.
There's so much craziness. Even now.
So weird.
You're the 5K runner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So when did you decide to do this whole 5K runner thing?
You know what?
How did the idea come about?
I just said one day, fuck this, I don't want to go on a run and I'm just going to make up.
I want to look fresh. I don't look sweaty.
I don't look sweaty. Now, so many people text me thinking it was me and I was like, girls, I don't even have my full license. Like, I won't be getting it for now. Like, I'm hardly getting in a car. But like, sorry.
I didn't even get pulled by the police.
I know. I'm
like, yeah.
I'm just doing my 5K run. I'd be finished in a sec. But like, do you used to believe that was true?
No.
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 When you think about it, it's a logistical nightmare.
But
it is.
The thing that I don't find believable about it is if you were the girl to do that, you wouldn't tell a soul. You wouldn't
I wouldn't tell anyone.
At something being like, so this is what I do. Like, if it was you doing the 5K run and then getting in your car, you're not going to
I don't get why they'd get in the car. Just run and pretend that you've done 5K. Just take a few clips every so often.
I think they had like obviously it says the distance.
Oh, no, but then I'd be like, the pace is obviously
fucked.
Yeah,
like so fast, unless they're snailing up the road.
I think it was a really good story, and
it was a great story.
It was a story that got a lot of engagement and a lot of people talking.
Yeah,
but I don't believe it's true because you wouldn't admit it if you did do that. No,
I would rather. There was loads of us out. Like you, I think you were the most in them.
I was the most. And
Ava O'Donoghue.
People love her. Like loads of likes on the comments and people still were believing me. I was like, that is not me.
Ava was commenting on it and someone was deleting her comments. The poor girl couldn't even defend herself.
I know.
My God.
There is such a like toxic...
Yeah.
Bully place on TikTok though, isn't
it? It's scary.
It's so scary.
Instagram is not like that at all.
No.
But I think it's towards anyone who posts on TikTok. I don't even think it's just influencers. We obviously get a lot of, you have more eyes, but I think even when someone is just starting out, like people are just vultures on TikTok to anyone. It's like where they go to take their, it's like the new Twitter. They go to take their anger out on someone. Well,
they go on as if they're the professionals and like they have the like authority to say whatever they want to you, like,
yeah,
fuck off. I'm eating a bowl of periwinkles, leave me alone.
Yeah,
like,
do people give out the for animal
food? I mean, cook them and all. No, them things aren't real, they don't have any eyes around them, do they? I don't
know.
Neve, I actually follow you since your Snapchat days.
Oh my God,
when you're doing abs before bed,
behind the braids.
Yeah, but I think I only follow, I don't think I really use it on Instagram much of the time, but I had it on Snapchat and you've done the abs before beds.
Oh my God, yeah, my ritual.
And you used to go to the gym and I used to love getting to bed and watching it every night.
Getting up at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Are you still?
You were like, I was always in awe of you.
I still get up early in the mornings, but because I coach in the evenings now.
You need to have your energy.
I need to have my energy for the morning.
Okay.
Or I wouldn't be able to coach. But like, I do love getting up in the mornings. And I still kind of do my abs before bed.
So I need to do
and
that.
Then, like, obviously, you don't get abs from doing abs before bed. You need to be doing actual weight training and like,
what it directly. Helps. Yeah.
But like, you know what I found? I just found it a good little kind of
routine, nearly.
Serotonin
booster. Yeah.
Like, if I'm doing this, I can do something else. You know, I did it as like a little motivational piece for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to love the abs before bed.
So good.
I still do them with Jamie.
That's good.
Do you do it in the beds?
No, wait, I do curry before. I
think I used to do them in the bed.
I'd be like, yeah. No, the only thing is, like, obviously, the gravity on, like, your.
Yeah, no,
it would actually be better for your core because you'd be holding more tighter to move.
But, true.
Yeah, there we go.
So, anyone who's followed you for a long while now will know you went through a really tough time recently. Yeah. How are you feeling now?
Like, actually, so much better. But, God, like, I didn't think for a while I was going to come out of it.
Yeah.
Have you talked about all that, like, properly or?
Like, the stuff that I went through.
Yeah.
I've kind of, like, I haven't really spoken about it online and I probably won't because it was, like, a legal matter. And I didn't do anything wrong, you know.
Before people think,
I didn't do anything wrong. But you know what it was? I think it was like probably one of the darkest places I've ever been to. But I did get help. Like I did go to therapy and I did go on like, I went to the GP and got like medication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not on medication anymore and I'm going down more of like a natural kind of route and like I look after myself a lot better. But yeah, it's really hard when you're going through it. Like genuinely at one point, I didn't know whether that door was going to open where I was going to feel good again. Like, it was, like, a really horrible place. Especially coming from a person or a personality, naturally, that would be, like, always very positive.
You were so,
And, like, I wasn't positive. Like, I was actually, I wasn't a great partner. I wasn't a great friend. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't a great daughter. I probably wasn't a great sister. But not in a way that, like, I was mean or malice. I was just, like, I suppose, like, to use it, I was, like, dead to the world. Like, I just, like, wasn't myself. Like, there was lights on, nobody's home.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to do anything. And it was just, like, a level of stress that penetrated so much that, like, put me into a depression.
Mm.
And I was in a depression, I'd say, for a good year and a half.
Oh, my God. And did you find that, because I feel like you're so honest online, did you find it hard? Because I feel like when I even go through something, we can talk about it. You feel like when you come online, you're not being yourself. Yeah. Did you find that hard?
Yeah. Like that was one of the main things that like made me pull back from Instagram more because I would have came from a place how I started on Snapchat and Instagram.
Showing everything.
Like a real authentic, transparent. Like I showed everything. I showed my good days, my bad days. Mm-hmm. And I talk about them so naturally. And I found a healing as well. Talking about like anxious days or whatever, but these weren't anxious days that I was having. These were like full depression.
Yeah.
Like can't get out of the whole days. And I found it really hard not being able to talk about what I was going through because I couldn't.
Mm.
And then it went on so far that I actually still don't really come on and talk as much as I do on Instagram anymore. And I hope I do break down those doors one day, but it's just, I'm so nervous to like let myself be vulnerable again online. Like, I'm still.
Anybody would, though, after what you've gone through. Like,
It's just like trust issues. It's just like
trust. Yeah.
Do you know? It's like hard going from like being really honest, being authentic. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still authentic when I do come on.
Yeah.
But I used to, I'd come on a lot more and share a lot more. But like, what happened with me just made me like really like retreat back. And with that, then people probably saw a difference in me and then like I probably lost followers because they were like, she's not being honest, she's not telling us what she's doing. And there was a time where I just like wasn't posting the organic content that I used to post all the time, which would have been like workouts and feel good motivational stuff because I wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
And people who would have like, my foundation of like what people would have followed me on was, you know, gym and fun and positivity, and I just like wasn't posting at all. And when I was posting, I was either out or going to a festival and people were like, I don't find this relatable anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Was it like a vicious cycle of like not posting and then
being not
scared because you didn't post and then
it was awful.
Yeah.
And then it was just like a whole confidence thing. Like I was just didn't feel confident. And with the medication I was on, I put on like a little bit of weight, which was natural. It wasn't the weight thing, but I wasn't in a good space with it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of came offline a little bit. Like I was there, but like not as there as I was.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to get there again. But I'm sure you can relate. Like,
oh yeah.
It's so hard coming on to, you know, all these eyes.
Yeah. And especially I think when you go through something, you become more aware of like everything in the world. And then you become more aware of that people are watching and like people are saying. Like I'm sure you heard
probably people making things up.
Oh. When you, oh, I'd when, say you've heard you, so many
because
stories.
You weren't saying what happened. So, yeah. And then you lose trust in people. You're like, how could you think that or say that? And like, yeah. And it just becomes...
Yeah.
They think the worst automatically nearly.
Yeah, they want to believe. Like, some people want to be the worst.
Yeah, love the amount of stories that people had made up about me. And
is there
like,
any mad ones that you've heard that you can share?
Oh, one of the stories was that like Jamie's family were paying for me and Jamie's rent in somewhere and like Jamie was gay.
Oh,
like, I know he's not gay. Yeah, that was a few great. Stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another one was like a big feud between like me and another influencer. And I was like, this is so not true.
Wow.
Like, and that this other influencer was suing me. And I was like, oh my God.
Where
like,
did they pull this
Where did
from?
They pull this
And
from?
It's like, it's unrealistic for you. You can't come on every day and address a new rumor and be like, guys, just letting you know, this one isn't true today. Jamie's not gay.
He's not like, gay.
Yeah.
And then I suppose, when those rumors were going around, when you're in such a
shit
place, like I was spiraling, and it was making me feel worse, and that's why I just like probably wouldn't come on for Instagram for about a week or like delete the app because everything was like just you're so hypersensitive, especially when you're in a bit of a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like not good, but
like one message can just like tip you over.
Oh my God, definitely one comment or like one little thing.
Yeah, what made you decide to like eventually go to GP and say like I actually can't? Does it get to a point where you actually can function and you have to go and make that decision?
I think it got to a point where the stress was just way too much and I was doing I was using all resources that I could in terms of like I was going to Reiki, I was doing meditation.
All the things they say to do.
I was going to the regular therapy, like I was seeing a therapist like once a week and then just speaking to the therapist, speaking to Jamie. I was like, I'm just like, I'm not good. And like, it's a really scary place. Like there was a point where I don't want to get upset because I'm not going to get upset, but I just like didn't shower for a couple of days. Like you couldn't get me out of the bed. I wasn't eating. And then like I'd come out of like a 3 day of not eating and then I'd binge and I wouldn't want to, like I genuinely didn't want to speak to anyone. I didn't want to see anyone. I was just like, would hide myself under the covers. Like I wouldn't even be watching telly. Like I didn't watch telly. Like nothing, I would just hide under the covers and cry and just be like, I want this to be over. And it came to a point where I was like, okay, I'm going to go for a walk today. Now, I never had suicidal thoughts, but I did have this moment of being like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, I just can't be here. Like, I can't deal with this stress. And it's just like with my family and stuff, like they would have had stuff going on at the time. And I kind of felt like I had no superior to tell me, you're going to be okay. And then Jamie was like, I think this is a lot deeper than you think it is. Like, I think this is more than stress.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're depressed. I was like, I think I am too. So I spoke to my friends about it and they were like, yeah, just go to the GP. And I did. It was the best thing you can do. Like, you wouldn't walk around with a broken leg without going to the hospital and getting an x-ray. And I think as well, like the stigma around mental health and you know, medication, there's such a taboo about it in Ireland. And I did have a bit of taboo about it because I would have had a family member, still have a family member who suffers really bad with their mental health. And there was a point of me that was like, oh God, I don't want to end up, I don't want to be like them. I don't want to do this. I want to, you know, try use every resource I can before I go on medication. Mm. But no, like I needed it. Like I was lifeless. I needed something to pick me up. I needed, you know, let's say I was lacking in iron. I needed iron. I needed the supplements to, you know, make me feel better. And I did. And I did see a change. It definitely like got me back on the straight and narrow, made me like realize things for what they were and not like, because when you're in like a such a bad state, you catastrophize.
Yeah,
I think it's but everything is just so much worse than you actually think it is. And, you know, the spirals and the overthinking and, you know, I used to think the maddest things. I used to think that people around me that were close were going to like die and that I was going to die. Like, it's just like a horrible place. So when I went to the GP, I was like, you know, you have a chat with them. They kind of do a little like analysis on you and they give you like the best, but they basically chat you through like the best things that would be for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say, the one thing that I recommend is like counselling and therapy. Like, I still do that like every second or third week. It's something that like I won't shy away from. I don't know. I hope never.
Yeah.
It's definitely given me like the tools to, I suppose, manage like, you know, manage my emotions, manage my stress, manage you know, my everyday life and how things can affect me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think as well, I was probably recklessly going around thinking I was okay for a right. Like, I think what happened to me, I felt like everything happens for a reason, and I can't believe I'm saying this now, but I do believe that was meant to happen. I'm sad what it did to me, but there was just stuff, like, even in childhood for me, that I was just like burying, and a lot of like how I'd react and things I would like be in relationships where I'd like seek so much validation. And
mm-hmm.
I never knew that about myself until I actually did therapy. And now that I've done so much therapy, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you find out so much.
You find, don't you?
I know.
It's like releasing the bear, though. You're like, do you really want to do that?
Yeah. And then, do I want to open this or not?
I want to open this closet. But I'm so happy I did, because I've learned so much about myself. And even, you know, I learned, I have so much, I always would have been a very compassionate and empathetic person, but I have so much compassion and empathy for people's situations and scenarios. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, people's behavior, like, I sit back and I'm like,
yeah,
oh, they don't, like, I'd say they don't mean that, where my friend would be like, fuck off, she's,
yeah.
she's been a bitch. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't know, she could be going through something. Like, I have so much more, I suppose, self-awareness and a little bit of emotional intelligence that I never knew I had. So, yeah.
So in like the weirdest way possible, do you look back at that time in your life and think, now that you're on the other side of it, not, Jesus, obviously not that you're glad that happened, but that it was such like a learning curve kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, like, oh God, like, to say.
Did you ever think you'd ever say like that you're
anything
on the,
good about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You know what? I do believe, and I know it's so cliche to say, like, I do believe everything happens for a reason. I do believe that happened me for a reason, and it taught me a lot of lessons. And I definitely, because it was with, basically the thing that happened was with friends of ours, and I have now realized it taught me a lot of lessons in myself, that I just used to think that everyone was my friend. Used to think that everyone was nice, and it gave me a lot of hard truths, because I was probably putting way too much trust in people.
I've
been hurt so much in my life through school, in my 20s, with people who I'm thinking are my friends, and my friends always telling me, they're not your friends, Niamh. Like, they're going to like burn.
Just be cautious of people.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
But since then, I've now, in a good way and in a very healthy way, put a bit of a, not a wall up, but like,
protected yourself.
Like my energy, and like, I know, I'm supposed to see things for what they actually are, not in my head that like it's all fairies and,
do you know? It brings you down, like, in a good way, down from, but it's also nice to be with the fairies.
Yeah, I love, I'll never lose, like, the woo-woo fairy stuff. I am glad it happened, actually, because I think there's a lot of stuff that has now happened in my life that I probably wouldn't have done if I had kept doing what I was doing with other people. So
I think it's made you realise, like, what's important. And
oh my God.
Yeah,
it's, like, so important. And just, yeah, but like, mental health, like, so for anyone's listening, even you girls, like, don't be afraid to speak to someone. Like, I think therapy, it should be like the dentist.
Yeah, we say it every, like, Shara's a therapy episode.
Yeah, because you could relate as well, like, just going through a hard time. And I feel like it's like gym for the brain.
Yeah.
Like, I go and I feel like it's like minding my mind.
Well, it's exhausting. Hated it, girls. Hated it. I just felt like you were dragging something on. Like,
that's what I said.
I just got like.
Do you not think maybe like you just haven't found the right therapist though?
I never went back, so I never had a choice to find
my little sister's the same. I was trying to get my sister to do it.
I went up just roaring crying. Like, what? I'd come away from it.
To get it all out and then put it back in a good way.
No, but I was just crying for 50 minutes and had to pay someone to hear me cry. Excuse me.
But sometimes that's what you need. I'd pay someone.
No, because then I'd go home and just be crying as well. So, like, no.
Oh, but, like, that's why you need to keep going, because, like, some of your best sessions are actually the days that you go in and you don't know what you want to talk about.
Yeah, they're real awkward. I'm like, I'm actually all right today.
Yeah.
And then,
surprisingly,
like,
I'm okay.
Ta-da. Yeah. Like, never mind.
Yeah. Woo.
Remember the last session I did, we end up like wet ourselves laughing, because I was telling her, I was like, I think I'm actually controlled for you guys. Like, when I was a kid, I used to throw myself off my bike to practice what it was like to fall. And she was like, that is not normal.
That's like, definitely not normal.
So I knew what it felt like if I fell off the bike. Like,
oh, really? You were already like pre.
I would fling myself. Like, my mom says, she remembered me just like being on the bike and just flinging myself off, like, threw myself off the bike.
Wait, you hurt yourself?
No, it was on the grass.
I was on the grass.
But like, I'm sure it wasn't not sore. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God, love you. Pretty bad. She was like, yep. And we were just wet ourselves. That was nice. Like, she was so cute.
You're okay now.
I don't know where I found her. I think it was my mom.
Well, Ellie, I think you should, Would you like to go back to there?
No, Jesus, no.
I think everyone should go to there.
My brain is a fiddle now, girls.
No, but you think that until you go to
therapy. No, it is. I'm grand. Like, I am having a jolly old good time in life. I swear to God, what would I go to therapy for?
You know, it's actually...
There's nothing wrong.
You know...
Surprising.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Looking a little joking. Cute.
Yeah.
We're like... you know what the funny thing is? Me and Les actually share the same therapist.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
That's good.
She's a legend. Nessa actually I was seeing someone before who actually wasn't great. Now that I look back, she wasn't amazing for me. I think I need someone that's real. I need to be hugged. I need to be loved. I need to be told. And then after being like, right, come on, get your shit together. This is what you're going to do. Or therapists don't really do that. They kind of make you figure it out for yourself.
I hate that.
I know.
I just want to tell me what to do.
Tell me.
And they're just talking. They're just looking at you and like.
Yeah. And how does that make you feel?
Yeah, awful. Yeah. Off.
It makes me feel.
Terrible. What do you mean?
But then also it teaches you, like, then when you do figure out yourself what's wrong, you're like, oh my God, I just said that myself.
I know.
And then they're like.
And sorry, Ellie, you'd know if you were in therapy.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not involved in this.
About like staying in your circle and not jumping into other people's circles.
No.
I do a lot of that.
Oh, what's that?
Because my therapist was like, you jump into too many people's circles because you want to try to fix them and help them. And she was like, sometimes you're exhausted.
You need to fill your cup.
You need to fill your cup and stay in your own circle. She was just like, what they do and how they act is how they're going to be.
Yeah.
So you need to just come back into your circle then.
Oh, I love that.
You know, so sometimes
you spend too much time there, then you're like living for yourself.
You know, you're drawing an imaginary circle around yourself. You're like, nobody's allowed in here.
Mm-mm. Someone told me before they imagine, I can't remember who it was, they imagine like a blue flame around them to like protect them.
Oh.
If they ever feel like nervous, they just imagine the blue flame.
What are they, a fucking Pokemon?
I can't remember who it was.
Grow up.
I can't remember who it was, and I was like,
they're like a Power Ranger, my blue flame. Like, what? They're like,
I couldn't tell you who it was. But it was like, if they ever feel nervous, they just imagine that. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
That blue flame is going to burn.
Don't know about
but
blue
it's
flame.
It's nice to have like a visualization of something.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe not blue flame.
Not blue flame. I don't have an imaginary circle either.
Yeah.
It's in my head.
I feel like I need a visual. Like I would need something to think of.
Do you?
Mm.
You could be walking around like one of those blind dogs that has a hula hoop.
The days of the week as like shapes and all.
Huh?
Do you know that thing, synesthesia or something?
Yeah, they say that like you're a certain type of person. If you see the days of the week as like this way or like this way. Mine go left or right.
No, mine go like up and down and all.
Mine go left or right, I think.
Yeah, left or right.
Yeah.
Monday.
Left or right?
Yeah, Monday to Friday.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
But just in a straight line.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
mine
words.
Is like, I wish I had a pen. I have a
maybe on the weekends we get a bit swiggly. Who knows?
A bit up and down. Are you actually going to draw for us?
Yeah. I always start with Saturday and Sunday.
Start your week off with Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday.
What?
Then around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Kind of like a clock.
Friday.
And then Saturday, Sunday.
Give her the name of that therapist, will you?
Quick. For my whole life, I've seen it like that.
Excuse me.
It kind of makes sense. Here. Saturday, Sunday are your down days.
No.
Like, that's but your I weekend. See it as like half a wheel, like. Yeah, it kind of is my like
down and then, days. And
then Wednesday's peak of the week, it's in the middle. Like,
is that like a German thing?
No.
It's like a hat.
It's fucking weird, Charlene. It's like a hat.
it is like a hat.
Yeah, but just always seen it like that.
That's a mad one.
Yeah. And some people see it, I don't see it as like, but like songs as colours and all. Like,
I know.
That's not me. That's pretty cool though. I wish I had that within this weird hat.
That talent.
Fucking days of the week. You are now coaching in Perpetua.
Yeah.
Is it weird having a job again? Like regular job?
You know what it was? So when it all went downhill, before it went downhill, what I had was like a gym kind of thing. And it was like all around music and things, dancing to the beat or whatever, moving to the beat. So Perpetua, I've just found like a new love.
So cool.
But you know what? Like I'm loving it so much for two things. Obviously, one thing, it's scratching the itch that I always had in terms of like the fitness realm and like what I was trying to do before. It all kind of makes sense and I just do it on the bike as such. But then like I find Instagram really lonely.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too sometimes.
I find, like, I love to be going, like, who's my HR manager when someone's traveling? Yeah. Like,
remember I was going to get a part-time job?
Yeah, she wanted to go get a part-time job.
For a while, she's like, I might go, like, be a barista or something.
But remember when we came in here first and we were saying, like, oh my God, like, it feels kind of nice to have, like, a, mm-hmm. like an office, like, in a routine.
Yeah, like structure. Yeah. Routine.
Yeah.
And, like, mm-hmm. us... Well, I suppose men as well, but like I know us women, like we work better on routine. Like it's like where we thrive.
Mm, yeah.
So for me, knowing that I have that, but then I have it and I love it, but I also like I'm getting a workout done as well.
Yeah.
So it's so much fun. Days. And then I'm on like Microsoft Teams.
Fun.
Like that's what tech people have.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, wait, what do you mean when you're in the class?
Like no, that's not the, like no, that.
But like how they communicate. So Jamie just be always on white. He's like, oh, you're jumping onto Teams here. And I'm like, what? Like he just well, be talking to all of
Teams calls.
We have Teams calls. Yeah.
Do you have like, but yeah, whatever.
I've been in college as I had Teams all the time.
Oh, did you? I never had it before until now. And like it's how
do you feel really official?
Yeah, I feel really like I'm in a job.
Where is Perpetua?
There's a few.
There's like Windmill one. And Lennox Street. You should come.
Is there more coming? It's every there's more.
Girl, first thing that comes into my head is parking.
No, it's really fine.
No, it's really fine for parking. But
I hear anything
really
in town.
Fun. I trick it into working out. Like it's music, high vibes.
I can't do the
up, down,
and the psych at the same time.
Oh yeah,
time.
We did one together.
We did one together for the two girls.
The two girls were doing.
Well, I just can't get the grip of the rhythm being different on the feet and the arms.
You get
no hand eye coordination.
You were like, just go right, left, right. I was like, what do you mean? My legs go right, left, right, left, right. What do you mean? Like, I don't get it.
It's just like to the beat. You just kind of move. You get used to it after a while.
Are they only bike classes?
No, there's like tread and tread, which you do.
Do you do that as well? Or just
I'd like that.
Oh, I just do the bike stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
But the bike is fun.
No, I hate it. It hurts my ass.
No,
I love bike.
You don't be. I don't have you on the saddle a lot, actually.
It hurts my legs then.
Trying
to keep this girl up.
Fuck that.
Too sore.
We should go. We should actually come.
Do you should come.
We'll go in the back row.
Yeah.
Actually,
those mirrors.
But it's a full DJ set. We've like lights so that, like,
yeah, the music actually is pumping. Like.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll like, come and try one.
Please. Do you do like affirmations during it and all?
Yeah, I do. You know me. Yeah. If Ness was here now, she'd be like, for fuck's sake. I love a motivational piece. I'm like, right, girls. Yeah, I love like doing a little quote or a little something.
That's nice.
Like, Kate done before, it was Taylor Swift one, and she was like, saying those affirmations. I felt like crying. I was like, so nice. She was like, say you are beautiful, you're strong and all. And everyone's saying, I was like, this is so cute.
Like, sometimes I have really to be in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, when people are like pushing on you, I'm like, I don't want to say that today.
No.
Yeah, when you don't feel beautiful.
Can't force it.
Yeah.
But then like the thing is, I say that and then when I'm coaching, like I have to do it. Like I have to switch on.
Yeah.
I have to be like, right. Motivate these bitches.
Yes.
Yeah.
We go on and back from NY.
Yeah, will we?
Yeah.
We'll go.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, is that everything?
We love you.
We love you.
I feel like we've
chatted
for so long.
I know.
Thank you so much for coming in.
And we'll have to do a duo podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Vanessa's better.
Yeah, and we should do like a little game of like who knows who better between.
Yeah.
Like a Mr. and Mrs.
Battle of the podcast.
Have we ever done have we had a podcast collab? Like with two girls? No.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
I love everything.
We're going to move on to our secrets from the stall. So we try to give you the best advice that we possibly can in the segment from a dilemma that gets written in. So they're all sent into our email address, which is homewaredrink@goloudnow.com. And this is this week's dilemma. Myself and my boyfriend have been together 5 years and are completely obsessed with each other. We have similar interests and have been friends a very long time before our relationship. The only issue I have with my boyfriend is that he's definitely a homebody and I find it hard to get him out. I love walks, doing anything outside, and the odd time also love being at home. Don't get me wrong, we often go on dates to the cinema, local football matches and food, but I find his need to be at home difficult. Sometimes it gets in the way of our relationship as I am in his house every day and would love him to make an effort to come down to me the odd time or do more outside. Even just a trip to walk the dog is a battle. Whenever we do go out for the day, he comes with me or he comes to me. I find it to be a special occasion, which I don't think is normal or healthy in a relationship. How do I bring this up to him without him getting offensive as he always does? Or do you have any tips for getting him down to me more? Thanks, girls.
So they obviously both still live at home.
Yeah.
I wonder has he got like social anxiety? I wonder is it something just to do with her... No, what's she said? I was going to say her house, but she finds it even difficult to get him out on a dog.
Anywhere, yeah.
I love being at home, so I relate to him. Love being at home. Home.
Is this Graham undercover?
Yeah.
change a few details.
Can't get Ellie out of the gap. I just love home is just safe.
Yeah.
And cozy.
And maybe that's how he feels. I do think in my head, like, when that house is not my mom and dad's house, how sad I'm going to be. Like,
I know.
That's a thought that runs through my head. Like, if I still, like, if I live near my mom and dad's house, like, I'm going to have to drive by that house and be like, get out, it's mine.
Maybe you should live in it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just buy it, love.
Just buy it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I win the lotto.
Yeah, so cheap.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he thinks, is she more comfortable going down to his house or...
Yeah, it's hard when you're in together so long and if he's getting defensive every time. But maybe talking to, maybe like, why don't you like go? I'm sure she's probably already tried this, it sounds stupid, but like, maybe like asking, can we do something like go on a walk or see what, and kind of see what he says and then be like, why? The question why he's always saying no to things.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be only going out to places on a special occasion.
No.
Like a birthday or anniversary. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't think, I wonder, was this an issue from the beginning or is it only 5 years later she's finding it? Like, is he just in his comfortable stage now of being like, oh, don't really need to be doing things anymore? Like,
you I need feel to... like it's, I feel like he's always been like that. The only chef my boyfriend is that he's definitely a homebody. I find it hard to get him out.
You need to date your partner for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, actively still dating.
Yeah. And I think ask him to do something, say, is it cinema or like, sorry, not cinema, like something outside of what you usually do. And then if he's like, no, just be like, well, I really would like to. Like, that's important to me. And I feel like once you voice that something's important to you, then they
how they react to it.
It's really important. Yeah.
Says a lot, kind of.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Like, maybe it is a touch of social anxiety, but you just wouldn't say it.
Yeah. Like, on a Saturday morning.
Go for coffee.
Walk to the coffee shop or something. Yeah. Or like, small little things. Like, I wouldn't be taking the fella up Kilimanjaro anytime soon.
No.
Like,
no.
And an excursion.
No.
Something small just to get him out a bit more.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever go, I wonder, do they ever go to pub or Atten or like?
She said just cinema, local football matches and food. We often go on dates, but I find his need to be home difficult.
Why don't you book a romantic night away?
Yeah.
That's still technically home. You're in a hotel room with just you and...
And him.
You might have a bit of food downstairs or whatever, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, that's... You're not surrounded by loads of people in that kind of sense. And that's getting both of you out of your environment. So you're not in his house, he's not in your house. Is there away from the comfort?
Everyone else, of his four walls.
Yeah. Like. Something like that might be.
And maybe just having something always planned that you know what you're doing next, because you'll feel a bit like, oh, is there nothing on now? Like,
you feel like you need to panic and look for something to do.
Kind of.
Throw it to him in a way to be like, we need to have exciting things to look forward to and like try and get him out that way. And like Charlene said, I think just express to him, like, it's important to me to have plans and be out, and like, I don't always want to just be sitting in. And
what about like a double date? So I feel like that'd be good if he's friends with the guy.
True, yeah.
Get him out that way. Because then you can't really cancel and stuff, do you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just about him getting comfortable and like, it's maybe being social isn't something that he loves doing, which is fine. But if it's important to you, then it should be kind of a middle ground where it comes to. And if he really feels uncomfortable, he should be able to tell that to you.
Yeah.
And be like, look, it's actually, they feel really anxious or like have social anxiety.
Yeah, but it's once you know that.
Then it's, like then you can work on that. Like, that's another thing, but please keep us updated.
Yeah.
You can always send updates for any dilemmas. If you have them, just write update in the subject line and pop us an email. And it's homemydrink@goloudnow.com for any dilemmas. I'm going to finish with our peak and bleak of the week, our best and worst of the week. My peak is when you listen to this, I'll be back. No.
Oh, fuck, it's going to be over.
Shit, I'll be back from New York. I'll just have had a great time.
Yeah, that could be your peak on your bleak.
Yeah.
Because you'll have loads of stories to come home with.
I'm really sad that's going to be over, though.
No, don't think, you haven't even left yet, girl.
I know.
Don't even think like
that. That happened to me in May when it went with the girls. I was like, I'm really sad because I know it's going to be such a good trip and it's going to be over soon.
You think way too far now.
I know, I think I have anxiety.
Reel it in.
Yeah. I need to relax.
You've so much love.
Never been relaxed, ever.
Never a day in her life has she been relaxed.
What is it?
Peak, we're getting closer to the live shows. Bleak, we're also getting closer to the live shows. I have nothing to wear. So, hopefully.
Oh, peak, next week is Halloween week.
Spookily doobly. I can't wait to watch Hocus Pocus.
Same.
Can't wait.
I love it.
And just have a grand old spooky night.
No, that's as spooky as they go. That's
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. Not even scary.
Nah, you need to watch.
I'd be obsessed with the cat.
Insidious or something, or Paranormal.
No.
There's something really bad. We watched Saw the other night.
Mm-mm.
It was shit.
Anything, that new film's actually really scary, the one. You seen it all over TikTok? Your one's in it. Is it Demi Moore? It's
meant to be real gory, not just meant to be disgusting.
I don't like gory horrors.
It's meant to be vile. People get sick in the cinema and all. Yeah. Like,
Saw was just weird. Like, you're just looking at like that. So unrealistic. I hate it.
Yeah.
Gory things I don't like, but like frightening things, I'm like,
no. See, my heart would just stop.
Love it.
Which is coming to a halt. Guys, thank you so much for listening, and thanks so much to Niamh Cullen for being so open and joining us this week.
We love you, Niamh.
We love you. You can check out her podcast, which is called Unveiled Now. You can also go back and listen to our bonus episode for Monday, How Much Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that now before a new bonus episode comes out next Monday. Don't forget, you can also watch us on YouTube now, with the full video being released every Thursday at 12. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast.
And don't forget that tickets for all of our 3 live shows are on sale now.
And we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, love you.
Bye.
I keep doing that. Goodbye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.